Oh, it's 7:37 according to my car, and it's minus 0.5 degrees, which is great. And I'm just gingerly pulling out of the drive. Well, drive is a bit pulling off onto the road, and heading into the centre of Cork for Help Portrait Cork. And I hope I got all my bits and pieces with me. I've got about 5 bags. And I'm a real bag man, and I must admit I'm glad that Roger Overall got in touch with me and said that the weather was good enough for him and his wife to get out of their house so that they could make their own way in, because I dread to think how we'd all have fitted in one car, knowing how much gear photographers have and knowing how all over the place I am. So, pulling out here on the road, and look, just before, when I get to the hotel, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to be nervous, it's going to be busy, and I'm going to do a different kind of audio, but this is a very personal one. And I suppose when I was thinking this morning, I was thinking, why am I doing this, you know? Why am I doing this? Why have I devoted all this time this week and over the year, I suppose, to this project? And I came back to the irreducible minimum, which is that one day Chase Jarvis sent a tweet and I followed it up, and it led me to a video, short YouTube video, and by the time I'd watched 2 minutes of it at home entirely by myself, I was in tears. I was moved by the humanity of it, and the generosity, and the collective nature of it, the community side to it. So the tears have never left me in terms of my motivation. You can think of all sorts of head things, ideas, comparisons, all that sort of stuff. But when the bottom line for me was tears. Men don't cry. I'm not a crier. I'm a man who's always, or at least for about the last 25 years, has been jealous of women because they can cry much more easily than I can, certainly. And but it brought tears to my eyes. It brought tears down my cheeks. And I can't get away from that. It touched me. So that's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I then said to myself, look, these people can do this great thing. Why can't we do it? Now, nothing would have happened without Roger. It just wouldn't. He, Roger Overall, and the photographic community and the context with the makeup people, it would have been just another emotional experience without them turning it into a reality. But when I strip it right back to me as a person, I just want to remember. And when I was listening last night to Jeremy Cowart on live streaming from America on the internet late last night, and I saw him, and I also saw Chase Jarvis at the same time. Now, I've never spoken to either of these people, but they just seem so rooted, so down to earth, so essentially good human beings. And you're used to people who are very successful, being flashy or being in some way it has rubbed off on them. But all I can say is that I thought that Jeremy and Chase as well, who I didn't expect to pop up, I had no idea that they were really good friends or associates or whatever they really are, but I didn't expect to see them on the same platform. It's good. It's, it feels like as if it's what's come round has come round. That was November. That was the very end of November 2009 when those tears came. And I won't cry today. I don't expect that. Although I might. Who knows? I don't know what I'm going to do today. I hope I'm supernumerary, that everything has got somebody to look after it, and that I'm surplus to requirements, so I can spend my time audio reporting I suppose that would actually be a bit of an indulgence. I think I ought to do some kind of audio listening, but I can't record the words of any of the people who are coming to have their photographs taken. I can't even ask them because there's such a, you know, power imbalance between the man with the microphone and the person who's feeling grateful because they're having their photograph taken, and it would be completely unfair for me to ask if they would mind if I interviewed them. So that's another reason. I'm afraid that's as far as I got to in the recording. I'm going to have to stop now and go and be very practical inside in the hotel. I've made my way to the hotel, and it's the day has started. The rest will just have to wait for further reflections on another later on. Okay, bye bye.
Stop.
Here, it was all here.
Yep.
We just this whole area was just cleared off, and there were cups and saucers, and you brought us out big flasks.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, no problem. What the simplest take that from? Thing.
Oh, do you know what? Would you give us something at 20 minutes?
Yeah.
You know, you know. To be honest, I what we did last year, there was a phone there, and if we were running out, I was able to ring somebody and say, can we please have some more?
Mm-hmm. Well, tap,
or else somebody was here, you know.
Yeah, she's going to be
and
on
they,
the
they were
with
terrific.
You.
The person, the people who were here, it was just wonderful, and we just said, look, will you, I don't know how much people in there, were all there. All the photographers are going to be in there, mm-hmm. and the photographers and the technical people, the printer people, and the people dealing with all of out here will be. I'm saying to myself, oh my goodness, 107. The guests, absolutely, yeah, and they'll be made up out here, and they'll be. We'll actually having some people coming to sit, do a little music as well for entertainment in the middle of the lawn. And we've got toys for kids, and there'll be kids. There will be people of every age here. Yeah,
that's brilliant.
And we have one person going around the place making a video for us of the proceedings, but they're doing it in a very special way. They're not allowed to, they'll be interviewing people, but they're not allowed to interview the people who are coming to have their photograph taken, because we're protecting their privacy. And we will be saying to them if they don't want to even be seen in the photograph. So it's a record, and it's a publicity, and we did one last year, which, if you ever get a chance to see it, is up on YouTube. It shows the hotel, it shows people coming in.
That's great, though, to have it documented and everything like that, do you know what I mean?
This has gone on all over the world, by the way. This isn't... Hello! Hey!
Hi.
Mike, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Lovely to see you. Anne, one small thing. Sorry, Anne and Al. I haven't done up any piece of paper to record who's arrived. So, for example, will some of you keep a record of?
Yes.
Mike is here and.
So, can I have your bureaucracy, please.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I
can put the one in the guest relations desk.
Yeah.
Down to reception then. Porter desk. There, that's the shoulder. That's there. I've got my gear in here. I brought it in yesterday.
What's all that?
It's just in a room here.
And I'm only for diplomacy's sake, because. And we've never had a conversation with the hotel about us bringing in food, but I'll do it as discreetly as so anywhere I'll
just
let you put it anywhere where you will like to put it, but I'll I brought some paper plates. Somebody else did too.